Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
All right. Hopefully Jeff has picked his blog pick of the week. I did way early this morning, but Jeff was still scrounging about for many things before the show. But he always has to go first. We read blogs that have the Issues Etc. widget, which you can get at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. Put it on your blog. Tell us that it's there. Talk back at issuesetc.org. It always helps to have a link to your blog when you inform us that the widget is there. And then we can start reading and add yours to the list of the blogs that we do read and consider every week for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. What's your pick, Jeff?
Mine's a new blog we just found out about. It's by the Palmer family. It's called Half a Dozen in a Parsonage, and it's a blog post titled True Comfort. Where do Christians find true comfort when struggling with the decision or are disappointed or fearful about their performance? A certain phrase comes to mind that has been offered as a source of comfort. God knows your heart. This could be taken to mean that God still loves you because you are trying your best, or that he loves, or that you love him and want to please him. But is this why God loves us and accepts what we do? What does God think about our hearts? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and test the mind, Jeremiah 17:9, verses 9 and 10. The fact that God knows my sinful heart strikes terror into it. So there is no comfort found by pointing myself inside. The true comfort is found in the objective, external word of God, Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of my sins. Now may the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. 2 Thessalonians 2:17. My pick for Blog of the Week, Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, Half Dozen in a Parsonage.
And my pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week comes from a blog called Palm Sundays. The blog post is actually from Wednesday this week. Who is a typical Lutheran? I have two pet peeves. Actually, I have more pet peeves than I could name here, but I have two with regard to Lutheran identity, so to speak. One, those who equate Lutheranism with being German. It just gets me every time. It actually makes me a little angry. I drink beer. I listen to polka music. I went to Germany. That makes me somehow more Lutheran. Nothing could be further from the truth. The equation of German with Lutheran has always irritated me. The other thing is this myopic view that we in America have of our importance in the world of religion. My blog pick of the week is called Who is Typically a Typical Lutheran? And you know what it is? It's just a breakdown of the number of Lutherans, the largest Lutheran bodies in the world. And guess what? Lutheran Church Missouri Synod isn't on the list. And the countries with the most Lutherans, guess what? Not white people. Not Germans, not Europeans, but they're Lutheran, many of them in Africa. On any given Sunday morning, there are more Lutherans gathering for the Lord's Supper in Africa than in North America and Europe combined. So maybe we should change the face of Lutheranism from some beer-drinking guy in Lederhosen looking silly, thinking he's Lutheran, to people who actually believe and practice what the Lutheran confessions teach and confess.
A couple of quick posts on our Facebook fan page. Josh in St. Louis, "Hello, it's me," is by Todd Rundgren. Thanks,
yes,
Josh,
that was
for
confirmed,
that.
By the way.
Beth in Fort Wayne, Indiana, she says, "Love how the guys at Issues ETC are arguing and nitpicking like an old married couple, including arguing about who does or doesn't take out the trash. Pastor Wilkin using the word persnickety just completes the picture. Thanks for posting at our Facebook fan page, Beth in Fort Wayne."
Did I use the word persnickety? I didn't know I did. Wow. I mean, the things that pass your lips while you're just trying to fill airtime on a Friday afternoon. When we come back, second hour of the program, we're going to talk with Robert Velarde about Toy Story 3. He's author of the new book, The Wisdom of Pixar, an animated look at virtue. Hour 2, next.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.